أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we will continue with the Salah session we were doing. We will see briefly how to perform our Salah. What is the correct method? What we have to recite? For it, the book is Namaz-e-Nabvi. We will try our best to provide you with its PDF form. This book is easily available everywhere, and you can buy from any bookstore. Salah has been discussed in detail in it under the light of Sahih Ahadith. Everything related to Salah has been briefly explained in a very beautiful manner in this book. We will try our best that we should summarize it further in a simple manner, all the details of performing the best Salah, so we can correct our Salah if there is anything lacking in our Salah, inshallah, for upcoming Ramadan, and make our Salah the best Salah ever. The first thing which is required for us after Tawheed is Salah. Since we are born Muslims and we have been praying our Salah in the same manner forever, and we do not realize its importance. We simply recite just few surahs in our Salah, and we are praying the way we were taught the very first time. Our Salah consists of all the traditional supplications and only few selected surahs. So what we have to do? We have to make our prayers alive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. We ask Ihdina siratul mustaqim in Surah Al-Fatiha. Salah plays a vital role in our lives, which is performed at least 5 times a day. So through this book, Namaz-e-Nabvi, we learn that which surahs and du'as to be recited during Salah and when. Namaz-e-Nabvi is a translated version of the Arabic book, and it is compiled by Dr. Shafiqur Rahman. Different ahadith has been gathered in this book. We do get many books on this topic, but sadly there is no authenticity of these books. There is great need for us to observe and think that the Salah I am praying, does it has anything lacking in it? Did I ever try to find out if the Salah I am performing is in fact correct? Or did I ever try to make my Salah alive? Or did I ever try to see what I am reciting in my Salah? Whenever the topic of Salah comes up, we get aggressive. But through this book, we have to try correcting our Salah, so we can perform our Salah according to the method our beloved Prophet ﷺ taught us and showed us. So you have to make the best intention. We will take selected things from this book so we can get maximum benefits in minimum amount of time. All the ahadith in it are ahsan and correct. You can see for yourself. We will not pass any judgment or fatwa to anybody, but we have to correct ourselves first. We have to understand it first, and we have to exercise caution, so after having a deep understanding of it, then we will inshallah pass it on to others. References have been provided for every topic discussed. It has been presented in extremely easy way, and bullets of ahadith can be seen. And these ahadith are due to the tireless efforts of Nasruddin Albani. He was the one who separated and sorted out Sahih and Daif ahadith. This is of great benefit for our coming generations. It is a huge blessing and favor for us that we can correct our Salah under the light of these ahadith. The first thing is Salah's obligation, superiority and importance. And you must have somewhat learned about cleanliness. But we will summarize it further, the obligation, superiority and importance of Salah. We will take few things, and if you want to see the detail of ahadith, then you can follow the book and take advantage of it, inshallah. Prophet ﷺ said, order your kids to pray Salah when they turn 7 years of age. And when they turn 10 years of age, then beat them upon abandoning the Salah and separate their beds. This is the obligation of Salah, that they should be encouraged to do Salah when they turn 7 years of age, There are more ahadith on the topic too, but we will not be able to see all the ahadith. Let's see one more hadith, and after that we will go on to the superiority of salah, inshallah.
Hadith Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever leaves salah, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not liable to grant him forgiveness. And Hadith Barida radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever skips Salatul Asr, his a'mal are wasted. Meaning, salah is so important that no matter what condition we are in, we should not skip or abandon our salah, and to be prayed on time. Then what is the importance of salah? Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر.
Five prayers. Those sins which were done during these five prayers are eliminated because of them. And same way, one Friday wipes off sins till the next Friday prayer. But when the big sins are avoided, so we keep on getting pardon of our small sins in between our prayers. For example, when we will pray Zuhr after Fajr, then whatever sins, mistakes and blunders we did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Same way, all the sins of the day and night are forgiven because of our five daily prayers. So by preparing five salahs in continuity, can keep our book of deeds clean. Still, a person is too scared of even thinking about committing bigger sins by staying away from smaller sins. A very good gradual process has been taught here. Let's see another hadith. Hadith Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that a man came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said that I had committed a sin and as a result I deserved a punishment. So give me its punishment. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask what punishment or what sin did he commit it. And the salah time came. That man prayed along with Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his salah, that man stood up again and said, O Allah's Messenger, indeed I deserve a punishment. So order for my punishment. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did you not pray with us? He said, yes, I did. Then Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has forgiven your sins. So Allah's rahmah and forgiveness is unimaginable and uncountable. That the sin which according to him made him worthy of the punishment was forgiven. So what we learn from it is that salah eliminate our sins. Now the question is that, does every salah eliminate our sins? Or the salah taught by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we pray that will help us eliminate our sins? So in this series, through small audios, we will try to improve our prayers in the best possible way.
Another hadith narrated by Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made five prayers obligatory. Whoever did proper wudu, prayed on time, prayed with full concentration and completed all the obligations, then it is Allah's promise for that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Next thing is, what is the importance of salah? Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed at the day of judgment, the first thing to be judged out of all the deeds of a person is salah. Hadith Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that I asked a question from Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the best. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, praying on time. I asked then which? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treating your parents with kindness. I asked then which? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said that be scared about salah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be scared about salah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be scared of salah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how much importance salah has, right? Another place it is said that salah comes in between a person and shirk. Then salah is one of the pillars of deen. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when at the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider having mercy upon some people of Jahannam, then He subhanahu wa ta'ala will order angels to bring such people out of Jahannam who used to do ibadat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels will recognize them from their signs of prostration because hellfire is forbidden on the places of sajda. Fire will not be able to affect that place. So the best deed is to pray, and it's earliest time, right? We hope that we all sisters will try our best to perform our fard obligatory prayers at their earliest time. Let's see one more hadith. Although there are so many, but after this, we will move on to the next topic, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I saw the blessed and the high almighty Allah in my dream in his best condition. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, I said, O my Rabb, I am here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, the honorable angels are arguing about what? I said, my Rabb, I do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the same question 3 times, and I answered the same every time. Then I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He subhanahu wa ta'ala put His hands in between my shoulders till I felt its coolness in between my chest. Then everything was visible and clear for me, and I recognized all. Then subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, I said, I am here, O my Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, honorable angels are arguing about what? I said, talking about the righteous deeds which will get the sins forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, what are those? I answered, going on foot for prayers, sitting in mosques after salah, doing full wuzu despite of illness and difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, and what else they are arguing about? I answered about high status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, which things can earn that? I answered, in feeding people food, soft and gentle talk, and praying at night when people are sleeping. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now do dua, whatever you desire. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then I did this dua. A very beautiful dua. If possible, please memorize it. You will find this dua in Hisnul Muslim and also in all books of supplications which are masnoon. So the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin wa an taghfira li wa tarhamani. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ فِتْنَةً فِي قَوْمٍ فَتَوَفَّنِي غَيْرَ مَفْتُونٍ وَأَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى حُبِّكَ. O Allah, I ask you to do righteous deeds, to leave bad deeds, love the poor, and that you grant me forgiveness and have mercy upon me. If you decide to put any nation to a test, then save me from the test and give me death. And I ask your love from you and the love of that person who love you. And I ask from you the ability to do the deed which bring me closer to your love. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my dream is true. So remember this and narrate for others too. What a beautiful hadith. And Imam Tirmizi declared it Hasan Sahih. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever prayed Salatul Fajr, he is under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not ask you for anything about his protection, because to whomever he subhanahu wa ta'ala will demand, indeed he subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him in his grip and will throw him in Jahannam face down. So what we gather from all of this, that how important salah is for us. We will not neglect our salahs, we will not be late in performing our salahs, and we will try to perform in the best possible way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to pray in the best manner and grant us hikmah to bring it in our amal. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.